Ja. First take on this was a little less hysterical, a little more just rambly. If you like my porn scrolls, you'd probably like it, but I thought I would do something a little more exciting than just me talking. So here's me talking with a vibrator to my clit. It's been there for a while. So I let my followers vote for what they wanted to hear as a celebratory thing. So I decided to actually listen. So enjoy when y'all are good listeners, so I thought I would lead by example. Requested to recount some of my favorite follower interactions slash comments. I don't want to necessarily put anyone on the spot or play favorites. So I thought I would just tell y'all about my favorite kinds. There are many different kinds of interactions and comments that I get. So I thought I would tell you about my favorite types. First of all, all of the best interactions usually started without one hand on the dick. Or at least they are really good at sounding coherent, only typing with one hand. All of the best interactions have started with proofread messages that actually make sense. Some of my favorite interactions are with other people in the community. So, other people who, even if they don't post, they are around, they have a post history. You can get a sense of who they are from their comments and stuff. I really like chatting with people about their kinks. I treat sex and kink like a normal conversation topic, like you would, sports or the weather. So, I definitely really appreciate, I really enjoy the conversations with like-minded people. My favorite comments are always the one that talk about something specific. That they thought was hot or that they enjoy. And so that is definitely one of my One of my favorite topics of conversation. One of my favorite things to see comments on. I really enjoy comments about. I think, like, part of the reason is you want to know that they listened, obviously. Like, it's not just someone spamming your stuff, trying to get you to respond, but. Okay. I had to back it up for a second. But some of my, I mean, my favorite people are low maintenance people, right? Like other performers usually understand that you're not trying to start up a super serious relationship or something crazy, right? Like it's just a fun thing. Some of my favorites are just people who send fun little friendly flirty messages and that's it, and they don't ask me for pictures of my boobs or send me pictures of their dick or anything like that. Like, it's just fun. Like, hey, I really liked this about your last audio, thanks for making keep it up kind of things. Because believe it or not, even though I have however many followers, I still usually convince myself that nobody actually wants to hear what I'm doing. Because sometimes your brain just lies to you, right? It's okay. It's also one of those things that there's, especially now, there's like 100,000 more people on GWA now than when I first started posting on it. Isn't that insane? But, God, I'm struggling. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh, I was gonna talk about how much one sweet message can kind of bolster you against the seeming lack of interaction, usually. You know, my posts get, because I like data. I don't pay attention to my upvotes necessarily, but I just like to extrapolate, I guess. But depending on the audio, I can have anywhere from a 0.5, like 0.5% upvote rate to a 5% was, I think, the highest I ever saw, and then it kind of went back down, but lots listens to upvotes. So, for example, like, I'm gonna math on y'all while I have a vibrator in my clit. Fuck. So, for example, if I have an audio that has 1,000 plays, but then it only has 50 upvotes, that would be, I'm like edging while trying to explain. For person. It just, this is not something I ever foresaw when I was teaching math. Okay, class, so if we move the decimal point one position to the left, ten 10% of 1,000 is 100. If we move it two, 1% of 1,000 is 10, right? So 50 would then be 5%, right? Half of 10 is 5. Half of 100 is 50. Or 5 times 1 is 5. 5 times 10 is 50. So, anyways, the point is, that was one of the highest. This was a while ago. I don't even remember when this was right now. But this, that was an example of a actually high upvote count to whatever. Anyways, the point is, I don't actually care about upvotes in general. Like, I don't care about karma. But I like comparing the percentage because it's interesting to me. But it's also really, you know, hard to care about upvotes when it's such a small percentage of people who actually theoretically listened. And that's one of the reasons that if you actually read when you join GWA and you actually read the wiki, it talks about how important feedback is. So consider this my feedback. Anyway. Words. So my favorite comments are about how he can't think. Or you can't form words. You can't speak or whatever. Whatever variation of me melting your brain. Those are definitely some of my favorite comments. Oh, fuck. I was joking. One of my favorite followers about how I should sit here and moan about how how much I get off to coherent messages. Proofreading. Oh, complete sentences. genuine feedback. Seriously, though, if you've ever written me a coherent, polite, private message, you've probably gotten a response. If you've ever written me a "hey, I have a big dick, Here it is. Message, you've not got a response. I promise you. Spoiler alert. I actually don't care if you have a big dick. I shouldn't say that. Oh, does it ruin the mystery of it? I care if someone in the room with me has a nice cock. But if you're two time zones away and we're just on a Reddit message, then probably not actually a good opening line. You might try again with something like, hey, I just really liked that audio I listened to. He might actually get my attention then. Oh, do I have your attention? Some of my favorite comments are to some of my silliest posts, so I guess this will be another one that's just a borderline shit post. Fuck. Oh. Like my my dick data. I liked reading the comments on those, on that one, and some of the messages I got after that. Those were fun. Fuck. Go. I made it. Oh, fuck. I'm trying really hard not to actually touch this toy. Just let it tease the shit out of me. Okay, but this has probably gone on long enough, so maybe I'll... Fuck, I'm gonna turn it off. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. It was a rabbit attached to a the other vibrator, whatever. The one I'm fucking myself with now. Oh, fuck. Oh, this one's shaped kind of strangely, but fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. It's I'm almost afraid to say it's short but thick. Since I just talked about all kinds of messages I get, but maybe oh my god, fuck. Oh my god. Fuck, 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 fuck. After edging myself for so long. Oh, fuck. Fuck. That's kind of hard to stop, huh? Just keep edging. Oh, fuck. This is one of those ones that has the dual vibrator, but I can't. Fuck, I can't turn them both on at once because it's too much. They're not really compatible. I won't go on at length about my incompatible messages I get, because I'm pretty sure I've done that before. I did not mean to turn this into an edging audio. I'm sure some of you are saying, don't worry about it. if you've ever talked out loud to one of my audios, I want to know about it. Those are my favorite kind of messages and comments to get. God, I love knowing that. Oh my god, fuck. Fuck. I was telling another one of my followers. That usually the ones who try to impress me are the ones who don't. And then I sang part of a Shania Twain song. Just ridiculously edging and rambling as quickly, well, not so quickly, devolved into just a mess. But that's why some of you listen, right? There's so many different flavors of of Mari, right? You could be here for the gentle, bossy version. You could be here for the fucking insatiable version. You could be here for the ridiculous, rambling, dirty talk. I don't know. You could be here for just the sounds. You're probably here for some variation on the wet sounds. Sorry to disappoint this time, if that's the case. Fuck. I didn't plan ahead. I only have the one toy with me, and this one's not very good for wet sounds. I don't think I've ever actually recorded with this dildo before. I mean, this vibrator. Because it is such a tease. Fuck. Okay. Oh, fuck. Ah. Okay, let's see what we can get, huh? Oh my god. It's got a really thick head and then like a kind of a thin shaft part. It was not good for sounds, but fuck. Oh, was it really good for hitting my G-spot? Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. Normal recording time where my house is empty and I can go crazy. Well, I hope some part of this has been interesting. Listen, would love, I'd love an upvote. How about that? No, I'm not supposed to ask for those. It's against the rules, huh? Fuck. I know, I would, I'd love to hear what you think. On this or any audio, but just rest assured that if you have sent me a sweet message in the last year, that I have read it and it has brightened my day, and especially if I responded about how much it made me smile, I actually meant that. Thank you.